So I want to first and foremost thank the Lord for this wonderful privilege to share some thoughts with all of you, my fellow BTS alumni brothers and sisters.
所以可以说, 我很感恩可以跟校友们说几句话。
Since they gave such a special introduction of myself, let me begin by boasting about some of the exploits when I was a student in BTS.
既然, Irene 已经这么的夸奖我, 让我就谈一些有趣的事情在 BTS 的学习生涯的时候。
有趣, okay.
Interesting.
I started my BTS training in 1996. I completed only in 2004. That's almost 8 years.
就是我1996年在庆城开始读书, 但是2004年毕业。
Almost 8 years. How many of you here took more than 7 years to complete your theological education in BTS?
所以读书超过八年, 七年八年的, 有效。
So, really? 10 years too much. Wow. Okay, never mind. There are still more things that I can boast about myself.
Okay.
I had the privilege to be part of a student population that shifted the BTS library twice.
就是他呢有一个很重要的贡献，就是帮助图书馆移动两次。
How many of you have shifted BTS library for more than 2 times? Raise your hand.
就是超过两次，哇，还是有人哇。哎，给一点面子嘞，弟兄。
Never mind. I still have one final boasting.
哦，还有一项，应该是我只有。
By the grace of God, I studied in BTS at 3 different locations.
就是
Singapore Baptist Church, Kay Poh Road Baptist Church, and Queenstown Baptist Church.
就是我在读进神的时候有超过有三个地点。
How many of you have studied at BTS more than 3 locations?
哇，还是有很多人都超过三个地点，三间不同的教会啊。没法子，我们水平差不多。
The moral of the story: don't boast in the presence of God.
就是在校友面前，我们不要常常有觉得有特别的地方。Okay.
Now, after a long day and a wonderful dinner, I want you to know that for those of you who are about to sleep, you have my permission and blessing.
如果大家经过一天的退休会的话，感觉很劳累的话，就自在吧。But
my prayer is that if you do fall asleep, you will dream of God's future for your life.
如果你觉得自在的时候，让你打瞌睡的话，你就也在那时候就盼望主给你有一些的梦想来思考未来的事情。Because
this evening, I would like to share with us just 3 thoughts about how to be assured of God's future, how to be investing in God's future, and how to be ready for God's future.
就是我们今天要分享的三个点是跟未来有关，就是如何有把握以及如何有投资的。
How to be ready?
以及如何准备，就是如何有把握面对未来，以及如何在未来的时候做投资，以及如何做。
How to be assured of God's future, be investing in God's future, and be ready for God's future.
就是准备投资，就是把握准备跟投资。
Amen. One day I was watching a video. The title of the video is "Skill Every Child Needs." To survive in the 21st century.
有一次我看到一个的视频，网络的视频，是有关于那些儿童们如何在21世纪如何生存，如何学会那个面对21世纪的技巧。The
speaker, Dr. Laura Jenner, said this: 2/3 of our children today will be working in jobs in the future that do not even exist today. Let me say that again. 2/3 of our children today will be doing jobs in the future that does not even exist today.
有一个罗拉博士呢，他就有一个观察，他就说，可能我们的现在小孩，二分之三的小孩，可能将来做的工作是现在从来没有的。
I was thinking to myself, if we don't even know what kind of jobs our children will end up with, how are we going to give them the skills today to prepare them to survive in the future?
你想想看, 如果未来的小孩所做的工是我们现在都不知道的, 我们怎么预备他们呢? 有那个技巧来做这份工作呢?
But it's a reminder of the times that we live in. We live in times where the future is so uncertain and unraveling.
是的, 我们现在面对一个挑战是不确定的, 以及非常具有挑战性。
So the question is, how then can we live unto God's future?
那我们怎么靠着主来面对将来呢?
But thanks be to God, God has given us His scriptures. Through the scriptures this evening, we want to see into God's future to understand how we can be prepared to live in His future.
是的, 靠着神的恩典, 因为神已经给我们一卷书来让我们靠着神面对将来。
As I was preparing for this evening's session, I was led to read Paul's final letter to Timothy in his life.
是的, 我们就要看就是保罗的写给提摩太的最后一本书。
The Apostle Paul wrote 2 Timothy in a Roman dungeon, knowing that his life was nearing the end.
当保罗要面对他生命要去世的时候，临终的时候，他就写给在地窖里写给提摩太一卷书。
At the end of 2 Timothy, he wrote verse 6, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come."
提摩太后书4章6节这么说：“我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。”
When Paul was nearing the end of his life, he was very certain where his future lies, and that is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然保罗在临终的时候，他非常有把握他将来的未来是什么。当然那个就是永远的生命。
In fact, at the start of the letter, he wrote, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus."
其实保罗对自己很有把握，比如提摩太后书1章1节，他就这么说：“奉神旨意，照着耶稣基督在主里的生命的应许，做耶稣基督使徒的保罗。”
When Paul was nearing the end of his life, he also saw very clearly the future challenges of God's church.
他在临终的时候，他也看到教会将来要面对的挑战。
He wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people."
教会面对的危险，其实记载在提摩太后书3章1到5节。那里这么说：“你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，毁谤，会被父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不节约，好说谗言。” 不能制约性情，胸抱不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱喜乐，不爱神，有金钱的外貌，却违背了金钱的实意，这等人你要躲开。Paul
was actually describing 2000 years ago what's happening today, you know, in our lives. Self-centered living, even in the church.
该保罗所说的，难道我们今天没有吗？ 这是有关于人怎么自己爱自己。
Let me read to you what the pastor's wife of the largest church in America said about obeying God.
这种自恋的文化，我们就听一个师母怎么说吧。
I just want to encourage every one of us to realize that when we obey God, we are not doing it for God. I mean, that's one way to look at it. We are doing it for ourselves. Because God takes pleasure when we are happy. That's the thing that gives God the greatest joy. So I want you to know this morning, just do good for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. When you come to church, when you worship Him, you're not doing it for God, really. You're doing it for yourself, because that's what God, that's what makes God happy. Amen.
有个师母这么说，你知道吗？当你顺服主的时候，其实不是为了主啊。当然，这是其中一个理解，为了主。更重要的是呢，就是当你开心，主才觉得满意。所以你的喜乐其实就是主的喜乐。所以你来到教会呢，你最重要的重点是什么？要开心，那主就会得到最大的喜乐。
Think about that.
你想想看。
2,000 years ago, Paul saw clearly into God's future, and it's happening in our lives right now.
保罗所担心那种非常自我主义的文化，现在其实已经发生在教会中。
If Paul could see so clearly into God's future, let us listen carefully to what Paul said in 2 Timothy about how we ought to live for Him in His future this evening.
所以，如果保罗所讲的自恋文化都那么清楚的话，那我们更要看提摩太后书来了解怎么面对这样的文化以及未来。
Let's pray together, shall we?
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we first thank you for the holy scriptures that you have given to us.
主，我们谢谢你写下圣经来启示我们。
We also thank you for the greatest gift of your Son to redeem us.
也谢谢主耶稣亲自下来拯救我们的生命。
We thank you that through Him you have given us your own Spirit, so that when we read your Scriptures, we can look into your future.
也感恩圣灵可以光照我们，以致我们可以看得懂圣经所提醒我们的话语。
Father, thank you for your presence among us, such that you have drawn all of us together before you this evening.
主啊，也感谢你，因为你充满我们，让我们可以感同到心，同感一灵在这里。
Because of you, you know each and every one of our deepest needs, and right now we ask that your Holy Spirit will speak and minister to us.
主啊，你知道我们心灵所渴望，我们内心所需要，求你就对我们说话吧。
So that, Lord, we will know how to live our lives to be assured of your future.
以便我们可以活出一个生活是了知道主你与我们同在的。
So that we know how to be investing in your future.
我们可以把握怎么面对将来，以及怎么投资将来。
And how to be ready for your future.
以及怎么预备面对将来。
Thank you, Lord. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' wonderful name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. To be assured of God's future, let us first be faithful to the Lord in doing His will today.
如果你要对神将来的对未来有把握的话，你要忠心地完成主的心意。
To be faithful to the Lord in doing His will today.
你需要今天要学会忠心，为主的旨意忠心到底。
The Apostle Paul encountered the Lord Jesus, was saved by His grace, called to do the will of God as an apostle around the age of 34 to 36.
在保罗34到35岁的时候，他其实被主呼召来做主的事。
How many of you here are in your 20s or in your 30s? Raise your hand.
所以今天现在是20多到30岁的，哇，
Don't be shy. How many of you here are in your 20s and 30s? Raise your hand.
20多岁跟30岁的。
Wow, praise the Lord. You are the future of God's church.
你是我们的未来。
The rest of you are starting to feel old.
我不知道其他些人是不是有感觉有一点常青树。
And I can see that some of you are starting to feel tired.
当然，另一些人可能就觉得比较心灵就更不能负荷比较。
Nearing the end of Paul's life at around 66 years old, when he wrote this final letter, he was still serving as Christ's apostle, even though he was in prison.
当保罗在监牢的时候，就是在他临终的时候，他大概是66岁，他都尽心的完成主的工作。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3, Paul wrote, "I thank God whom I serve." As did my ancestors with a clear conscience.
是的，就是他保罗就说了，就是我感谢主，因为我就是那个祖先给我的东西，我都传承下去。
You see, Paul was faithful at the start of his apostolic ministry. He remained faithful at the end of his apostolic ministry.
所以保罗呢是一个忠心到底的门徒。开始也忠心，直到死的时候也忠心。
That is why in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 he was able to write, "I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith."
所以保罗 在提摩太后书四章七节说，那美好的仗我打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
In other words, through these 30 years of his ministry, through all the battles that he fought, through all the struggles that he had to experience, and through all the pains that he had to overcome, Paul remained faithful to the Lord and in doing his will.
可以说三十年来，无论面对怎样的征战，无论面对怎么的难处，以及无论面对怎样的痛苦，保罗都忠心到底。
Amen. To live, brothers and sisters, to live for God's tomorrow, let us remain faithful to Him to do His will today.
如果要靠神的力量面对将来，我们要忠心到底。
When Paul started his ministry, no one believed in him except Barnabas.
你知道吗？保罗开始的时候，没有人相信他，除了巴拿巴以外。
But he still trusted in the Lord.
但是保罗没有放弃，他还是信靠主。
You see, it doesn't matter how well you and I started the ministry in the past, but it matters how well we are still doing in the will of the Lord today.
所以服侍主起初是很重要，但是那个对比为终点更重要。
Be faithful even when people may not believe in you, because the Lord has called you and I, just as Paul reminded Timothy of his calling.
有时候没有人相信我们的时候，我们还是要忠心到底，这就是保罗对提摩太的劝勉。
Even though Barnabas believed in Paul at the start, yet Barnabas disagreed with Paul over John Mark so seriously that their wonderful missionary partnership of about 3 years broke up. Remember?
我们刚才提到的巴拿巴，他起初是相信保罗的，但是三年后呢，他们因为马可的缘故而争吵，结果就不信靠，就跟保罗分开了。
But that didn't stop Paul from carrying on his missionary journey, and out of that separation came a new missionary partnership between Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
即便有那么的分开，保罗还是忠心到底，而且开始了另一个的宣教旅程，以及有新的伙伴，就是提摩太以及那个希拉。
Be faithful even when you experience the tension of disagreement and the pain of separation, because the Lord is still sovereignly at work to fulfill His calling upon your life and mine.
我们要忠诚，因为的主，因为有主的主权，即便我们面对争执跟挑战的时候，我们还是要忠诚，信靠主。
Throughout Paul's ministry, he often experienced severe opposition and persecution.
是的，保罗的整个的侍奉生涯的时候，他常常面对很大的挑战，甚至逼迫。
Yet he trusted the Lord in all the pains, the perils, and pressure, because he experienced the Lord rescuing him from all of them.
无论面对什么大的痛苦、危险、压力、困难，他都感受到主与他同在，并拯救他，所以他忠心到底。
Brothers and sisters, let us continue to be faithful to the Lord to do His will, because the same Lord will deliver you and I from all our present circumstances, in order for us to remain faithful to Him and to trust in Him.
当时拯救保罗的主，同样今天也会拯救我们，所以我们要忠心到底。
Amen. But I want to remind all of us this evening that there are some things that the Lord may not deliver us from.
但是有一样可能主不一定会拯救你哦。我今天要跟你分享。
Paul calls it the thorn in the flesh.
就是他里面的心中有个刺，主不一定拯救你。
We don't really know what this thorn in the flesh was referring to in his case.
他那肉体中有个刺，我们真的不知道那个是指什么意思，那个刺是指什么意思。
But we do know that it must have been painful, right? That's why it's called thorn in the flesh.
当然有刺在里面就真的很痛嘛，所以刺到了真的很痛。
In fact, I believe that even if it is a kind of physical affliction, Paul experienced more than just that.
即便有人说那个刺是一个身体上的病痛，但是呢，保罗感受到的一定远远超过这个身体上的病痛。
It must have brought much mental and emotional agony to Paul, such that Paul pleaded the Lord 3 times to remove it from his life.
这个刺到保罗痛到一个地步，在心理上， 以致到他三次求主说把他拿开。
But God didn't remove the thorn in the flesh.
哦，但是主没有在这方面拯救他。
Do you know that sometimes there are things in our lives that the Lord may not deliver us from?
我不知道主会不会有时候给我们一样东西，但是就让我们经历，但是他没有拯救我们。
When God didn't answer Paul's prayer, he realized that it was God's way to humble him to live with the weaknesses of this thorn by the sufficiency of his grace and the enabling of God's power.
但是这个没有拯救的方式，反而教会了保罗要学会谦卑，让保罗依靠上帝的恩典，让他在软弱的时候可以学会靠主的恩典。
And that is why the Apostle Paul was able to pen in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 10. But God said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
所以保罗，难怪保罗在哥林多后书十二章九到十节可以说，我的恩典，因为主对他说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱中显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸我自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜了，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
You know, sometimes we can be very frustrated with God for things that keep happening to us without going away, without realizing that actually the Lord is using them to humble us, to expose our weakness, so that we rely on His grace and live in His power.
有时候我们不知道为什么有些东西我们求了很久，他一直不离开，而且离开了又会回来，以致到我们一直要面对他。可能这个就是让主就教导我们要学会怎么样谦卑自己，靠着主，靠着主的恩典刚强起来。
I was saved by God's grace in 1992. The Lord called me into pastoral ministry in 1996.
我是1992年信主，然后1996年然后就蒙神呼召。
I started pastoral ministry as an intern, became an associate pastor in 2004 when I graduated.From BTS.
然后之前我是实习生，然后我就在2004年的时候成为的助理牧师。
I was appointed interim lead pastor in 2007, the most painful year in ministry for me.
在2007年的时候，我就暂时被安立为代理牧师。哦，那个经历反而更糟糕。
During that year, there were so many thoughts screaming at me to give up serving.
那时候做主理牧师的时候。即便是暂时的，不知道为什么很多念头一直叫我说要离开这个侍奉的岗位。
I experienced depression for the first time in my life. First time in my life.
那时我经历了什么叫忧郁症。
Satan was constantly whispering to my soul because of the pain in me, telling me, "Horn, you will not make it. Give up."
不知道为什么那时候有个声音可能从魔鬼撒旦来，就是告诉我放弃吧，放弃吧，你一定达不到做不能做主任牧师的。
You see, what happened was because of my immaturity, I was unable to resolve a personal conflict situation with a couple in church who eventually left church.
不知道为什么，我当时就是那么的不成熟，以致到我跟一对的夫妻在教会的一对夫妻有争执，以便哇，他们最后离开了教会。
After they left church, that was when my nightmare began.
他们离开教会过后，我的噩梦就开始来的。
I received an email from a person calling me a leopard that does not change its spots.
有人就指责我，就好像那个豹这样，它的纹是不会改变的。
I assure you, the person was not referring to my face.
当然，他不是讲我的样貌，就说我的性格就好像一个就死都不会改的。
I was accused of being a hypocrite and many other things.
他们离开那个对夫妻离开过后，我就被指责所有的事情，包括好像是两面人等等。
These words cut deep into my mind, my heart, my soul, and my spirit.
我整个人都心碎了，因为真的很痛。
Even while I was having my sabbatical in 2015 for about a few months in Canada, many thousand miles away from Singapore, yet this pain keeps surfacing within my heart.
2015年，我去在加拿大安息，但是这个心里的伤痛就跟着我一起到加拿大，我就真的很痛。
Throughout all these years, more than just three times, over and over again, many times I cried to God, God, take this pain away from me because I can't handle it and I don't know how to deal with it.
所以我就跟主呼叫说，主啊， 不要有这样的想法了， 我真的不能忍了， 但是这种声音一直来， 好像拿不开这样。
But you know, the Lord did not answer that prayer even up to today.
主直到今天都没有应允我把那种声音拿开。
But thanks be to God, the Lord is teaching me to humble myself before Him, to live with these pains, but not to allow them to define me, but to rely on the sufficiency of God's grace and the enabling of His power to shape me.
但是我学到一个很重要的功课，其实我自己的身份其实不是那个我面对的问题或者别人指责来定义我的，我自己身份的定义是什么呢？ 就是我要学会在主面前谦卑，然后靠着主的恩典面对这一切。
And as a result of His grace and power, I believe I'm growing to be a more Christ-like person.
我相信，因为靠着主的恩典，我现在越来越比以前成熟了，越有基督的样式。So
no matter what God has allowed to happen in our past, let us continue to live towards God's future by being faithful to the Lord and His will today.
不管过去我们经历到什么，以及怎么困扰着我们， 更重要的是，我们要学会靠主的恩典面对将来。
To be assured of His future, let us remain faithful to Him and to do His will today.
面对将来，我们需要有把握的心态， 而这个把握的心态呢， 就是我们要学会忠心的 完成主的旨意到底。
Secondly, to be investing in God's future, let us be focused on passing on the work of God.
第二点呢，是我们要学会投资未来。投资未来的意思呢，就是我们要学会懂得将主的工作传承下去。
Paul described this passing on of God's work through these words in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
就是保罗就教导提摩太怎么如何传承，这个就记录在提摩太后书二章一到二节。我儿啊，你要在基督的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Now notice that in the last part of Paul's life, his primary focus was on individuals, not on churches, on individuals, to pass on God's work to these individuals, especially Timothy and Titus.
你还记得吗？在保罗临终的时候，就是他侍奉晚年的时候，他其实把焦点注意到放在个人身上，而不是教会。所以保罗写了很多个人的信，特别是提摩太。Yes,
in the final part of his life, you notice that all the final letters that he wrote are to individuals, Philemon, 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy.
就是在临终的时候都是写给个人，腓利门、提摩太、提多。
You see, even in the Old Testament, Moses did the same by passing on the mantle of his leadership to Joshua.
摩西也是一样，在临终的时候 也是把他的重要的棒子传承给约书亚。You
will remember, the same happened for Elijah. Elijah passed on the anointing of his prophetic ministry to Elisha.
以利亚也是这样，他也在侍奉结要结束的时候，把他的那个传承的工作传给伊丽莎。In
fact, I believe that when Elijah was experiencing his burnout while running away in fear from Jezebel, it was because God was leading him to pass on his prophetic ministry to Elisha.
我认为是这样，就是当以利亚在逃离耶洗别的时候，当他逃离的时候，其实主已经预备好让他能够把他的先知的侍奉传给以利沙了。
You know, sometimes we can be burnt out in our ministry because we think we are the only ones who can do the work without realizing God is leading us to pass on the work to others.
我们可能在进做主工的时候尽心尽力，但是没有想到我们竟然会疲惫疲劳，那可能的原因是我们忘记了要把工作传承下去，我们忘记了这个传承的智慧。
Our Lord Jesus sets the perfect example of doing the same thing when he passed on his life and ministry to his disciples and through his disciples.
耶稣呢却是在他工作的时候反而就懂得怎么传承下去，所以他就呼召了十二个门徒来继承他的工作。
So fellow brothers and sisters, be faithful in doing the will of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要做主的在履行主的旨意上我们要忠心到底。
And a big part of that will must be focusing on passing on your life and legacy to a few faithful men and women.
完成主的旨意包括你能够把你会的你所学的传承下去。
That is why Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗就劝勉提摩提的时候，就是效法我，就是看我以前所做的，你就传承我所教导你的。
So the question is, how do we best pass on or entrust the Lord's work or legacy through us to others? How do we best do that?
那我们怎么更好的传把我们所会的传承下去呢？
It's through personal loving mentoring relationships like between Paul and Timothy.
最好的方法就是做门徒导师的方式，好像保罗跟提摩太的关系一样，就是做一个导师的关系。
You see the word entrust here, right? It communicates the idea of to entrust God's work to another person. He has the idea of coming alongside someone, okay, and then to present something to this person, to impart something to this person, to teach this person to do God's work.
交托的意思就是首先要在他旁边把一个东西交给他，交的时候呢要把一个东西托给他，以便他可以接住，然后示范给他看怎么交托，这个东西是怎样交托的，那他就学会了。
You see, this kind of impartations involves speaking God's word to the other person. It involves modeling of godliness to the other person. It includes teaching and equipping the other person for God's work.
这样的交托包括懂得怎么向对他说主的话，以及教导他应该怎么理解这样主的话，最后就是传承 我所会的。
Amen. So in other words, To entrust God's work to another person, right? To invest your life and legacy into another person's life, it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of love and passion that goes into it.
交托不是这样交，简单交托就可以，那需要花你很多的时间，需要有很多爱的关系，要有很多导师的职分，以便很好把这个交托工作做好。
So it also means that you cannot and trust or commit yourself to many people at the same time, can you?
他还有另一个意思，就是你交托你自己的传承的时候，你传承自己东西的时候，你不可以交托到很多个人。
So we pass on God's work best through personal, loving, mentoring relationships to a few.
所以呢，最好的方式就是你选少数几位，然后你以爱的关系，用导师的身份，把你所会的传承下去，这是最好的交托。
So that's how we best pass on God's work to another person.
所以交托就是最好的方式，是只交托给少数几个。
The next question is, who do you pass on God's work to?
那要交托给谁呢？
How many of you are pastors? Yes, can you raise your hand?
我们当中谁是牧师的？
Raise it up high.
就做教牧牧师的，对。
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you.
就是感谢主。
Those of you who are pastors here, who are you going to pass on your pastoral ministry to when you are done?
如果你是牧师的话，你想到你该把牧师的职分传给谁吗？传承给谁吗？
Who are you going to pass on your ministry to when you are done?
就是你的侍奉工作，谁将来会继承下去呢？
Do you have a pastoral successor in mind?
你当问你这个问题，你真的有想到接班人是谁吗？
God did not just call us to pastor the church, but to prepare the next pastor to carry on the work Lest when we are done, the work also ends with us.
所以我们的工作不只是牧养一座一间教会，我们的工作还是包括找到一个合适的人来牧养这间教会，这样我们的工作才算圆满。
Those of us who are teachers here, God did not just call us to teach students, but also to train teachers to teach.
同样的，那些做老师的呢，神给我们的职分不是只是教导，我们也要把我们的工作传承下去，以便我们所教导的人将来会有人可以成为老师。
Those of us who are leaders here, who are you going to pass on your leadership ministry to?
同样的，那些作为领导层的人，你作为领导，你将来你的工作谁要继承呢？你知道未来的领袖是谁吗？
God did not just call us to hold on to the power and the privileges of leadership, but to prepare for leadership succession.
所以领袖不是只有权力跟那个职责罢了，他还有另一个重要的，就是找到接班人，把这些传下去。
Because if not, our success may end in failure when we fail to pass on God's work of leadership to the next generation.
如果我们没有传承好的话，那可能就是我们的事工会来到一个很大的转折点，可能就从那时候就开始出现不好的，往不好的方向走了。
Now, so let me ask you a question. If you are looking for someone to pass on God's work to, what is the one characteristic that you'll be looking for?
如果你真的要传承给人，那个人到底有什么特征，以便你会把你的工作传承下去呢？
I want you to turn to your neighbor who's sleeping. Wake him up. See? What is that one characteristic that you look for if you want to trust God to pass on His work?
你可以问旁边的人，你问他
one characteristic.
那个一个的特征是什么？就是你认为他是你值得要传承下去的，他一定有一个特征，让你觉得一定要把你的职分传给他。那个职责，
Go ahead.
那个特征是什么？
One characteristic.
你就跟旁边的人 Must be Baptist. 当然不是进信会的。
One characteristic. What is that one characteristic that you want to look for to pass on God's work to him or her?
就是你觉得他有什么特征，觉得让你说我一定要把我的事工传承给他，那个特征到底是什么？
Pastor David, what's the one characteristic?
我是有什么？
Sorry?Praise the Lord.
他就说是忠心的人。
Pastor Cogan, how about you?
就顺服的人。
Pastor Matthew, I saw Pastor Matthew from Myanmar. Pastor Matt, don't look away. There you are. What's the one characteristic that you look for? Calling.
Okay, 他是否是一个被神蒙召的人，顺服的人。
Pastor Annie, how about you? One characteristic.Yes, I'm trying to, very hard.
你叫醒我了。
Just like how you always woke me up during class when I was your student. Now it's revenge time.
现在就是有样学样的方式。
What about you?
之前他唤醒我，现在要唤醒他。
Yeah.
就是忠心。
The one characteristic that Paul wrote about when he remembered Timothy, he described itIn this manner, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well.
是忠心也是保罗觉得提摩太有的，所以保罗在提摩太后书一章五节就说这么说，想到提摩太你心里无畏之信，这信是现在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你里面。
So it's not just faith and obedience, it's wholehearted faith and obedience, a sincere faith.
所以你可以说这个信心或者是那个顺服或者是信实呢，其实最好是加上那个的深度，就是像去到无畏之信，就是非常有信实的人，忠心的人。
The characteristics of sincere faith was so important to Paul that he reminded Timothy to pass on all that he has learned from him only to faithful men and women who in turn will pass on to other faithful men and women.
因为只有一个人的信实信靠有深度的话，那他就会懂得找到那一群忠心能够传承下去的人，那我们传承的工作才能忠心的一代一代传下去。
Let's see how many parents do we have among us.
我们当中谁做父母的？
Those of you who are parents, raise your hand. I just want to see. Wow, that's many of you. Okay, how many of you are grandparents? Raise your hand.
哇，谁是？
Praise the Lord, sister.
祖母级的。
Wow, brother Caleb is a 阿公 already. Praise the Lord.
就是我们当中也有一些人是
brother Lito, you are grandparent. I saw you raising your hand. You are grandparent. Wow, praise the Lord.
我们菲律宾的弟兄也是很年轻，但是已经祖父母辈。
For parents and grandparents, your primary focus is not only to be passing on God's work to a few faithful ones, but first to pass on sincere faith to your children and grandchildren.
是的，就像提摩太领受到的，我们这些做父母以及做祖父母辈的人，我们也要把这种无畏的心从我们身上传承下去。
The sincere faith that Timothy possessed was passed on from his grandmother Lois, who passed it on to his mother Eunice, who then passed it on to Timothy to the teaching of scriptures.
所以这个无畏的信呢，其实是从外祖母罗伊开始，然后传给提摩太的母亲尤尼基，然后再传给提摩太，就是三代，然后提摩太最后保罗劝勉他传承下去。
My dear friends, don't worry about what skills our children need.To survive in the future,
以及担心他们要学会什么技巧来面对未来。
What our children really need is sincere faith to thrive in God's future.
不如提醒他要懂得信靠主，忠诚的面对未来。
I'm a father blessed with four children.
我是有四个子女的父亲。
My oldest son Daniel is 18 years old.
老大是18岁了。
My only daughter, Caris, is 15 years old.
第二个就15岁。
My second son, Joel, is 14 years old.
在第老三就14岁。
My younger son, Ethan, is 11 years old.
老幺11岁。18到11。
May God bless me.
就先主继续的赐福。
My wife constantly reminds me to invest more and more time to impart faith.To my four children.
我的爱人太太一直提醒我，一定要把我的时间以及爱要懂得怎么投资在我的子女们身上。
Just yesterday evening, I was sitting together with my daughter and my wife. I was explaining to my daughter how to trust God to apologize to her grandmother, even though she may not be in the wrong.
我那时候就我跟我太太跟女儿就坐在一起，我就。提醒我女儿要学会怎么信靠主，来向外祖母道歉，即便我的女儿可能没有做错。
Just a few days ago, I sat down with my second son Joel to find out how he had done in his examinations, to encourage him to trust God to grow in some areas of his weaknesses.
在前几天不久，我也跟我的第二个就老三来告诉他怎么来。在考试的时候怎么学会信靠主，然后怎么一起学会面对他自己的软弱。
Recently, my wife told me that our oldest son seems to be having a love interest in class who may not be a believer.
我太太也提醒我，我的老大可能有开始进入那种男女的这些的一些那种情谊，而对方女的可能还不一定是信主的
So both of us, we are trusting God to know how to relate with Him, to explain to Him the dangers of that.
所以我跟我太太呢一直在学会怎么信靠主，然后怎么跟老大提醒他，就信与不信之间的关系，有其中的危险的地方。
For my younger son, who is only 11 years old, sometimes it means that.Even though I'm very tired, I have to trust God for strength to play basketball. If I don't like to play basketball,
我老幺呢就很喜欢打篮球，但是我呢就已经身心疲累的。但是在即便是这样，我还是要跟他打一下，即便我多么的讨厌那时候打篮球。
Because if there's no time invested in our children, when there's no relationship built up, how do I impart faith? It's not possible.
如果我们之间没有经历那个时间的关系的话。 我们的关系怎么可以建立起来，那我的信仰怎么之后传给他呢？
The Lord calls us to be faithful to him, to do his will today.
是的，主提醒我们要对他交代我们的心意，我们要忠心完成。
The Lord calls us to be focused on passing his work to some others.
主也提醒我们要关注把他的工作传承下去。
In 3 years time, I'll be 52 years old.
三年后我将是52岁了。
I will then have come to know Jesus Christ for 30 years.
我就认识主30年了。
In all these years of being a Christian, the one thing that God has used to bring the greatest impact in shaping me was not through a sermon I heard.
就是在30年的成长中，影响我最大的其实不是我听到，讲道不是影响我最大的事情。
Or through a conference I attended.
或者是我参加任何的会议。
Or through a book I read.
或者是读了任何一本书。
Or even through a spiritual encounter that I had.
或者是一些属灵的经历 我有的。
In these 30 years of my Christian life,the thing that God used to have the greatest impact and influence upon my life was through a person.
这三十年来影响我最大的都不是我刚才所讲，反而是一个人影响我比较大。
This person God led into my life to disciple me when I was a new believer.
那个人就是当我在还在刚信主的时候，他就成为我的门徒的导师。
He was my discipleship group leader in campus who became my mentor and my best friend until today.
他就是在大学里，他就是我的那个门徒的导师。他呢，直到今天依然跟我有一个很好的关系。
You know the amount of time, energy, and love that he gave to me to speak to me, to show me about the Christian faith, remained the greatest influence and impact in my Christian life and ministry.
就是我在读大学的时候，他那时候跟我所花的时间以及他给我的教导，都让我直到今天都历历在目，我都非常的把这些东西传承下去。
You know, as a result, I have been practicing likewise to invest my life in a few others, even up to today.
我现在也跟我的导师一样，就是选几个人，然后用他对我的方式来对待他们，尽量把传承下去。
When I was in the campus, I would invest my life to disciple a few other brothers.
所以在我在大学的时候呢，我也只把我所谓的做几个人的导师。
When I was a youth pastor in church, I would make time to invest my life in some youths during that time.
所以做在教会的时候，我是青年导师，我也选了几个年轻人，也把这样的方式传承下去。
I thank God, one of the chief passions that God has given to me in my life through him was to invest my life in mentoring others.
所以我很感恩，就是神给我其中一个重要的职责，就是要懂得成为别人的导师。
When I got married with my wife,The Lord led us to begin to mentor some couples in the church.
当我结婚过后呢，神也让我放在我心中，也让我成为一个很好成为年轻夫妇的导师。
Some couples outside the church.
有些年轻夫妇其实不是在我们教会当中。
Of the several youths that I discipled many years ago, some of them are now the next generation servant leaders in our church.
我很感恩的就是当我那时候在做青年的导师的时候，有一些。青年的呢，现在就是我教会中的重要的人领袖。
I'm entering into what I hope to be the final term of my pastoral ministry in Goodness Baptist Church.
我现在在教会中，我可能已经来到的最后的阶段，差不多了。
And the primary concern and burden upon my heart nowadays is how to trust God to put in place God's future pastoral team in this church.
所以对我来说，来到的最后阶段。我是盼望我的教会呢的最后的领导层，我都能够妥善的处理。
Brothers and sisters, to be assured of God's future, let us be faithful to Him to do His will today.
是的，如果我们要有把握的面对未来的话，靠着主的恩典的话，我们要忠心的完成他的旨意。
To be investing in God's future, let us focus on passing on His work to a few others.
所以呢，我们为了更好的就是投资未来的话呢，我们要关注怎么把主的工作传承下去。
Finally, let's be ready for God's future with absolute confidence.
最后，我们要以绝对把握的心态来面对未来。
Paul wrote 2 Timothy because he knew Timothy has lost confidence going forward in his life.
保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，他察觉到提摩太好像面对未来的时候总是没有那么的把握。
That was why Paul wrote to Timothy in chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you to the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
是的, 所以保罗就在提摩太后书1章6到7节提醒提摩太, 为此我提醒你, 使你将神借着我手所按所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来，因为神给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
You see, because Paul knew that in Timothy's heart, the fire of faith to exercise the gift of God to do God's will is flickering and going off.
不知道为什么。 当提摩太侍奉主的时候，那个原本应该如火挑旺起来那个的信心，竟然有点好像没有那么挑旺。He
was fearful.
他好像有某种的胆怯。He
felt weak.
因此也感觉非常的弱。He
was having a lot of negative thoughts in his mind about ministry.
或许他心脑海中有很多对侍奉有很多负面的想法。And
you can't blame him because he saw his spiritual father in prison suffering for the gospel.
这也很难怪，因为保罗嘛，他的属灵的父亲现在都被关在一个地窖里。He
saw many people leaving his spiritual father and the faith because of suffering for the gospel.
而且不知道为什么，就是他看到的很多的有一些人就这样离开了主。So
Timothy was discouraged, and Paul knew that he could easily just throw in the towel.
所以呢，保罗就看到。 看到保，就察觉到保提摩太，就不知道为什么有因此胆怯了。Brothers
and sisters, for those of us who may be discouraged and disheartened in our hearts to carry on being faithful to the gospel and being focused to pass on God's work, the Lord knows our heart.
你知道吗？ 当你已经很失望或者胆怯的时候，不想再很挑旺式的做主的工，或者是不想要 传承主的工中的时候，主其实知道你的心。And
the Lord wants to rekindle that flame within us.
但是主呢，不只知道你的心，他更希望你里面的火能够再次挑旺起来。Amen.
So Paul wrote 2 Timothy to encourage Timothy to remain faithful in doing the will of God, to keep focused in passing on the work of God.
所以保罗就在提摩太后书的时候提醒提摩太要忠心。 的下去，不但如此，也要忠心的传承下去。And
to be ready for God's future with absolute confidence.
而且要对未来有一个非常有绝对把握的心来面对。So
the question is, how did Paul encourage Timothy?
所以保罗到底是怎么劝勉提摩太有这个绝对的把握呢？
When I read through 2 Timothy over and over again, one verse stood out for me. I would like to end this evening's message by leaving with you this one verse that Paul wrote.
是当我阅读重复的阅读提摩太后书的时候，我就发觉到有一节一直的提醒我，这可能就是保罗劝勉提摩太的关键。I
believe this one verse that Paul wrote will inspire us to live with absolute confidence towards God's future.
我也期盼这一节就让我们有能够面对未来的时候有绝对的把握。
Paul wrote this one verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. He wrote, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I'm convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me.
这个关键的一节 是记载在提摩太后书1章12节。保罗这里写道：“为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。”
You know how many times when we serve God, right, faithfully, right? And then things happen to us, negative things, or the negative things that we interpret it to be happen to us. We often tell God, why? I'm serving you faithfully. Why does these things happen to us?
不知道为什么有时候我们侍奉主，总是有一些负面的想法来到我们当中，我们就会问主啊，为什么这些事情会发生呢？
But Paul tells us it is because he was serving God as an apostle and a teacher. That's why he's suffering.
或许我们可以从另一种的方式思考，就是因为你侍奉主，所以你才有这一方面的挑战。
Do you know that many a times when challenging things, when painful things, when trying things happen to us in our lives, it's because it tells us that we are serving the Lord.
因为我们有时会问，为什么我侍奉主还有这些问题呢？ 反而更好的方法理解就是，因为你侍奉主，所以才有这些困难问题与挑战。
But like Paul, we can face them with absolute confidence because Paul says, I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced he is able.
以及把焦点放在那些所面对的问题，保罗提醒我们要把焦点放在主身上。 因为保罗说：“我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的。”
Say it with me, with Paul. I know whom I believe, and I'm convinced he is able.
我们要记得保罗提醒的话。
I know whom I believe, and I'm convinced he is able.
是的，我们要提醒，记得主的话，保罗的话就是。 因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付。
For I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced he is able.
是的，我们知道我所信的是谁，我们也知道他有能力保全我们所交付他的。
Brothers and sisters, know the Lord whom you have believed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要知道我们所信的是谁。
He is the Lord who will give you and me all the grace, all the mercies, all the peace that you and I need. In whatever situation that we are in,
无论我们的境况如何，要记得主是充满有恩典、有怜悯，能够随时帮助我们的，是我们可以依靠的对象。
He is the Lord who has saved you and I, and will bring us safely home. We belong to Him.
在我们信主的时候，救赎我们的主，将来也会救赎我们，直到那日与他见面。He
is the Lord who has called you and I by His grace and power. He who called us, He's faithful. Remain faithful to Him to do His will.
所以那个呼召我们进入工厂的人，也会因此与我们同在，然后直到我们的工作完了。
For I know whom I have believed.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
And I'm convinced that He is able.
因为我们深信他能够。
Be convinced that He will be able to deliver you from whatever challenges and situation that you are in.
能够。 帮助我们面对所有的问题，包括在问题中拯救我们。
Be convinced that His Holy Spirit will be able to guard all that He has entrusted you.
也相信神一定会借着圣灵帮助我们能够保守我们所交付他的。
So be faithful and be focused to pass on what God has entrusted you to others.
因此我们就更有把握了，既然主与我们同在，我们可以信靠他，我们就忠诚地把他托付我们的工作，把他交托出去。And
let us live with absolute confidence.
所以因为有了主，我们就有绝对把握。
Because of Him who is able.
因为他主能够帮助我们面对一切。
The Lord help us.
是求主帮助我们。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Maybe I'd like to invite Sister Yi Sing and the team to come. We'll sing a song in closing, and then we would ask the Lord to help us commit our lives to Him.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
I'd like to invite all of us to stand as we close with this song.
我们大家站立。 我们以这首诗歌来作为结束。
We will sing this closing song in English And then after we sing in Mandarin Chinese. Okay? Okay. And then we'll close in prayer together.
Let's sing in English. I'll walk with you wherever you go.
I'll walk with you wherever you go. Through tears and joy, I'll trust in you. And I will live in all of your ways. Your promises forever.
Sing Jesus.
Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I see. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I see. With all I am.
用华语唱第二节, and I'll walk with you.
我心相信你，耶稣，我心属于你，我这全都为了你，歌唱也为了你。
耶稣我心相信你 Jesus I belong to you You're the reason that I You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I.
是的，全然为你，活着也为了你，歌唱也为了你。
Let's end by praying in response to God together.
是的，我们来以祷告来回应主对我们所说的话。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord assure you and me of His future, but He calls us to renew our faith with all of our hearts to do His will.
是的，主啊，今天我们听到这个信息是盼望主你，让我们有这个确信。但是主啊，我们在这个确信的时候，之前我们需要心意更新。以便可以有这个确信。
We may be still doing the work of God, but not necessarily with a wholehearted faith and fervor in Him.
我们可能在做你的工，但是我们可能没有像那个眺望的火一样全心的付出。
And if you know that the Lord is speaking to you, why not you ask Him to rekindle, Lord, rekindle.Renew the fire of that faith when it comes to doing your will in my life.
主啊，如果你是让我们说话的，就对我们说话，以便我们的火可以眺望起来，以便更好做你的工作。
Amen. And Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit's power, love, and sound mind will come upon all of us.
愿圣灵充满我们，让我们有主你的爱，你的心思意念。
And my dear friends, this evening the Lord calls us to invest in God's future by focusing on passing on, by entrusting God's work to some others.
主啊，今天也提醒我们，我们要投资未来，我们要把主你的工作，我们要思考如何怎么传承下去。
If you are discouraged and you feel very burnt out because you have been doing all the work, you think that you are the only one who can do all the work.This is the time to trust God, to entrust God's work to some others.
如果你一个人觉得非常劳累，好像摩西以前这样的话，劳累到半死以致没办法的话，或许主一直提醒你，你要把工作传承下去，你要付权给别人，以便他们有能力完成你的工作。
Amen. Lord, lead us to our Timothys and our Titus so that we can find faithful men and women.To entrust your work and to pass on your work to many others.
是的，主，我们要交托，好像保罗找到提多、提摩太，把他的使命交托。我们也要有我们自己的提摩太跟提多，以便工作可以交托出去。
And Father, this evening we want to end this evening with absolute confidence to live our lives into your future.
是主，面对将来的时候，我们要靠着你的力量。面对将来的时候，有绝对的把握。
Because you call us to once again know whom we have believed, and you are able, O Lord, you are able in our lives.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁，我们也知道你大有能力，所以我们面对未来绝对有把握。
We want to commit our lives all over again to you, that we know that you are able in our lives.
主啊，我们愿意重新的。把我们自己献上给你，知道你是爱我们的，以及你大有能力。
Thank you for this evening. We pray that these few days of alumni retreat, the word that you sow into our lives will take root and bear fruit in your future and in the days ahead of our lives together.
盼望我们听这几天所听到的信息。都像种子一样在我们里面开花结果在未来的时候我们可以看到这个的成果长成
In Jesus' name we pray
奉主耶稣名求 Amen,
Amen.